As I said earlier, we're told the true blue Aussie tradie is becoming an endangered species. These are really frightening stats that are published today in News Limited papers across the country. In June last year, there were 282,900 apprentices across the country. That's down a staggering 45% on the 515,000 apprentices we had in June of 2012. The Business Council, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the Australian Industry Group are calling on the Commonwealth and the states to recommit to the funding of a new national partnership agreement or face even sharper downturn in the number of apprentices. The organisations want to maintain the funding in the current partnership agreement, which is $1.75 billion over 5 years, but they want it used to distribute better information about TAFE and other training providers. Now, the Business Council Chief Executive Jennifer Westacott says reform must start with changing the stigma around TAFE being, and she's right, the poorer cousin to university. She says a big part of the reason this decline is happening is because too many kids are being pushed into uni, and that's the way Year 11 and Year 12 at high school is organised, and for a lot of them, university is not what they want to do with their lives. And she's right. As the father of recent graduates of Year 12, I know exactly what she's talking about. The CEO of Business Council of Australia, Jennifer Westacott's on the line. G'day, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. In New South Wales particularly, we seem to have this policy of, you know, treading all over TAFE. We've had 5,000 teachers punted. We seem to think that it's a poorer relation, as you say, to other tertiary education, and it seems no one really cares about the TAFEs.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. No one cares about the VET system. You know, its funding is now lower than it was 10 years ago. Can you believe it? And funding to universities has gone up by nearly 50%. Schools have gone up by a lot. But we've forgotten that, you know, a big part of our society, a big part of our economy is what happens in the VET system, and particularly what happens with apprentices. And we're saying governments have really got to get their act together on this, because this is a serious problem. And the numbers you've quoted, I think, highlight that. But it's a problem for young people. We've got 12% youth unemployment in this country. You know, the best thing for some young people is an apprenticeship.
Do you think in some instances, I know tradies who, you know, are electricians or plumbers, and anecdotally they say to me, look, I say, I've got an apprenticeship. Yeah, I've got a beauty at the moment. He's sensational. But then they say, it's taken me 3 years to get him, or her, as the case may be. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, they turn up for a week, and then they disappear for a week, and then they come back, and they don't want to work, and in the end, they say, look, I'm better off just doing the job myself, you know, being a single tradesman. And then all of a sudden, they'll find this gem of an apprentice, and they cling to him, and then eventually, after 4 or 5 years, they lose him because he's a good tradesman. He goes in to work for himself or for other organisations on more money. But there seems to be, to me, a real appeal by tradies to find quality people. I don't know whether that can be added to the mix as well as...
I think it's spot on. I think one of the things we're suggesting is that there be like some pre-testing, you know, of kids before they go into an apprenticeship. Make sure that they've got the literacy skills, the kind of attitude, the sort of things you're talking about, that they know what's involved, that they've got better information about how much time. But, I mean, you know, kids have got to work. I mean, they can't kind of do nothing with their lives. But we've got to make it easier for people. The other problem raised that the incentives to employers have actually been cut. So it's not, you know, they don't make as much money. It's not as attractive to take an apprentice on. So we've really got to get a kind of, you know, a big push into this system to make it easier to use and present it as a real alternative for young people, not after they're in, you know, unemployment, but when they're in year 10 and year 9 and find them a way into it.
And do you think there's a bit of snobbery attached to this, Jennifer? I'm the father of a 19-year-old who's at university, but you go to the... you know, what used to be the careers advisor. That shows how old I am. And
I remember that.
We're kindred spirits. And there's a bit of snobbery. Oh, well, no, you've got to go to university. And I want to be a plumber. I want to leave, you know, in year 10 or year 11 and become a plumber. I want to be an electrician. I want to be a chippy.
Look, I think that's spot on. I mean, look at the young woman in the telly this morning. You know, she went off to university. She obviously didn't want to do it. And then she's gone off to be a cook and a chef. Now, she's got the potential of starting her own business. I think a lot of this is attitude and snobbery. You know, when I was at school, the whole thing was to go to university. The whole thing was about that mark you got in that last year. It wasn't about what kind of a person you were, how you're going to contribute to society. And a lot of people forget that these tradies, not just in, you know, plumbing and electricians, but things like, you know, childcare workers. Well, you know, gosh, we need a lot of those. We need a lot of people working in aged care. We don't want those people off at university, spending, you know, 4 years at university before they actually get a job. And we've got to make this an attractive option for people, because a lot of those people too go off and start their own business and then they employ other people.
Well, let me tell you, Jennifer, some of the, I don't want to be crass about it, but some of the wealthiest people that I know, okay, started their life as a tradesman.
Absolutely.
And one of them, he calls himself a dirty old boilermaker. He employs probably 60 people. Another one who calls himself a, you know, battling plumber employs about 100 people.
Yeah.
And so it goes on. I mean, and these are people of some standing and some wealth who started out, you know, as an apprentice.
Yeah, and you think about how many country towns where, you know, the biggest employer in the town is the local tradesperson.
Mm.
And those regional communities would die if we don't get our act together on this.
Okay.
Just can't let this system fall into crisis.
Okay, let's go back to where we started. 283,000 as of June last year, 515 back in 2012, just 4 years ago. What do we need to do immediately with state and federal governments to kickstart this, to get the apprentices back?
Well, as you said in your introduction, we need to keep the funding going, so that $1.7 billion, but we need to target it at fixing the system. Better information to people really quickly, young people, particularly, in, as I said, in those years 9 and 10. We need to get the employer incentives right, so there's an encouragement to take people on. We need to make sure we've got this pre-testing of young people before they take on an apprentice. We need to sort out the mess that's across the Commonwealth, which is a technical thing, but, you know, there are different definitions of apprenticeships in each state, different definitions of traineeships. It's very hard for people to get the right information. And we need to get rid of the red tape, and we need to make sure that we really assess whether the funding is adequate for the kind of skills we're going to need in the future. They're some of the things that we've said in the paper. But I'll tell you what a start would be, Ray. It would be just taking this seriously and not letting it just fall into disrepair, which is what we're doing through neglect, really.
I'll leave you one final thing, not from me, from a listener. He said, Ray, let's get rid of the stigma attached to leaving school at 16 to start an apprenticeship, because you've made to feel like an HSC dropout.
You betcha. He's so right about this, because, and you know, your own family, your own circle of friends, not everyone is suited to go to university, and that is good. That's okay. And we've treated those people like second-class citizens for too long, and we need to treat an apprentice in the same way as we treat a university graduate.
100%. Thanks for talking to me, Jennifer.
Good on you. Okay, see you.
CEO, Business Council of Australia, Jennifer Westacott.